No time.
Say, you're awfully white-skinned for a guy who just spent 2 weeks in Florida.
Yeah, no, that's just what I thought.
What did you do down there? Carry a parasol? Or didn't you go?
Don't let any idea like that get around.
I get it. Pulling a fast one on the little wife, eh?
Oh, now look, Frank, I'm surprised at you. I'm supposed to have been in Florida. Now, suppose one of Lucy's friends says, why isn't he tanned? Well, Lucy's going to be embarrassed. Well, I'm going to be tanned. Lucy's not going to be embarrassed. And what wives don't know won't hurt them.
What was it? A poker trip?
Sure, a fellow's got to bust out once in a while. Assert his independence. Boy, did I assert it.
You certainly look it. But I'll bet you wouldn't like Lucy to pull a stunt like that on you.
Why not? After all, a person doesn't have to stop being an individual just because she gets married.
Maybe. Anyhow, how about coming over to my house for breakfast? We were all out late last night, and some of the gang are stopping by.
I got a better idea. Everybody come to my place. Lucy will fix up breakfast for us, and maybe later we can sneak away and play some golf. What do you say?
I'm convinced. I'll see you later.
Okay, ladies and gents, come on in. The joint is yours.
Jerry, that sunburn. You're positively vermilion.
Yeah?
Wait till Lucy sees what Florida did for you.
Yeah, where is she? Hey, Lucy! Lucy! Surprise! Well, well, hello, old dog of mine. How you been? Hey, where's Mama? Where is she?
Welcome back, Mr. Warner.
Oh, hello, Celeste. Will you tell Mrs. Warner I'm here?
I'm sorry, sir. Mrs. Warner's not at home.
Not home? Where'd she go?
I don't know, sir.
Oh, well, when did she leave?
I'm not sure, sir. I think last night.
You mean she hasn't been... Oh, well, okay, never mind.
What's the matter, Jerry? No welcoming arms to greet you this trip?
Mind your own business, will you? Come to think of it, she probably ran up to her Aunt Patsy's cabin in the mountains. She always does if she gets lonely.
Suppose her Aunt Patsy wasn't home?
Oh, I get it. I'm up to my neck in funny people, huh? No, seriously, I wish Lucy would go out and get some fun for herself now and then. Do her good. That's the trouble with marriage. People are always imagining things, and the next thing you know, they end up in a divorce court.
Ah, the broad-minded man from Miami.
Yeah, well, if you think you're going to get a chance to prove my broad-mindedness, you're crazy. She's up at Aunt Patsy's cabin, and I'll bet on it. Saying, is that a spot, Frank? Why, the
Hello,
fish just...
Everybody.
Up at Aunt Patsy's cabin, eh? Well, there's Patsy now. Some fun,
eh? Oh, shut up. Hey, turn that radio off, will you?
Okay.
Well, Patsy, how did you get here?
By invitation. Lucy invited me yesterday on the phone. Say, what is this? Lucy invites me, no Lucy. Where is she?
I don't know.
Lucy!
Hey, Lucy!
Hello, Jerry, darling.
Oh, darling, gee, it's good to see you.
Oh, it's grand. You're looking marvelous, Jerry.
Yeah?
Oh, I nearly forgot Alma. Alma, come on in and meet everybody. Alma's the best music teacher a woman ever had, aren't you, Alma?
Thank you, my dear.
You know Alma Oliver, Jerry, of course.
Yeah, sure. How are you?
How do you do?
Everybody else, this is Alma.
How do you do? How are you?
Oh, well, now that we're all introduced, I can relax. Oh, Alma and I have had the most terrible time.
Yes.
Well, I imagine you must have. Where was the recital?
Oh, now, silly, what do you mean?
Well, I didn't know they had recitals in the morning and the people went to them in evening clothes. So formal, isn't it?
Well, Alma does look silly and tailed at this time of the day, doesn't he? Oh, it was such an awful time.
Oh, why? Somebody sing off pitch?
Oh, now stop it, darling. You don't know what happened. Alma's car broke down a million miles from nowhere. He had to park me at a farmhouse and hike to the nearest town to get them to tow the car. And then he had to stay there, hang around garages and things to pick me up in the morning and bring me home. It was dreadful. We were coming home from a party.
You were the loveliest human being there.
Oh, thank you, Alma. You say the nicest things. Well, Jerry, you understand, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mr. Werner, you have the continental mind.
Oh, sure, that's it. I've got a continental mind now.
Lucy, dear, so sorry, but I have to run. That horrible dressmaker of mine.
Oh, of course, darling.
You know too, Lucy. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the idea? The party hasn't even started yet.
Oh, sure. We know, but you probably want to talk to Lucy.
Oh, come on, people. I'll give you all a hint.
Okay, Frank, over here. Goodbye, Jerry.
Bye.
Well, Mr. Louvel, why didn't you let Frank give you a hitch?
I wanted to explain. You see, Mr. Warner, the next time I take your wife out, I hope that...
I hope you buy a new car, else I'll loan you mine. Are you hungry?
Huh? Oh, thanks. Well, yes, I am.
Now, why don't you run out and get a bite? Big, strong fellow like you should take care of himself, sitting in drafty garages all night.
Mr. Warner, what have I done?
That's what I'm going to find out.
Oh, now, Jerry...